I think I scarred my daughter for life.
Okay.
Yesterday, I go for a jog, come back. Typically, this is what I'll do when I get done with the jog. I will kind of walk around, drink some water, wait for myself to cool down a little bit. Then I'll peel my clothes off in the laundry room, which is attached to our kitchen, which is just down the hall from the bathroom, and then walk to the bathroom and take a shower.
So you that walk is naked, is what you're telling me.
So I take...
Okay. Oh, no.
I am in the laundry room, I'm taking, you know, my sweaty clothes off. I have this thought because my wife is gone. She's playing a gig. All three of my daughters are upstairs.
And you just think you can just slip down the hall.
So I thought, should I just grab some boxer shorts or a shirt or something like that, just in case? As I turn towards the kitchen, I see my daughter Isabella, who's 14.
She stops.
She just turns around and walks back out. I had turned full frontal on my 14-year-old daughter. And so I started laughing. I was like, sorry, Isabella. And she didn't make eye contact with me for the next probably half an hour. I texted my wife right away. And I was like, Elizabeth, I think I just scarred Isabella for life.
You can't unsee that. You really can't.
I texted her. I was like,
all of that.
I turned towards the kitchen to see Isabella making a face and turning around to go back upstairs. And then here's the thing.
There's more?
Yes. Because it was cold.
Stop talking.
I had a moment of vanity.
I'm asking you to stop.
I had a moment of vanity. Where I knew it was cold outside. I looked down and I couldn't say, it shrinks.
Oh,
I couldn't say that to my 14-year-old daughter.
You cannot soar.
So I had to just, there it is. And I'm telling this to my wife.
Oh my God.
And she's dying laughing. Like, oh my gosh. That is not something that you can have a conversation with your daughter about.
No, sir. You never talk about
that. Listen, sometimes, thanks to biology and nature, when it's cold outside, the male body tries to protect everything.
Retreat.
And so, exactly, tries to retreat. And so I was not like,
uncomfortable.
Oh gosh. What about my 14-year-old?
Oh my God.
What about me?
Have you seen your father's full frontal?
No.
Neither have I.
I have skated through my entire life, never seen that.
So here's the thing. It's not like it's the first time they've ever seen that, but it's been probably been 10 years. But like I said, we're a naked house.
It's the Davis house of nakedness.
I mean, we're typically, but when I do that, and I've done this thousands of times before, but when I do it, it's typically just my wife and I run and I'll like do helicopter and then I'll run in the bathroom. You know? I mean, you know what I'm talking about. So, but I did not expect after I peeled off my sweaty running clothes to turn around and see my my daughter pivot 180, walk out. She raises her eyebrows. She goes, just walks out. And I'm like, and then, you know, and immediately the vanity hits and I'm like,
why is that? Like your absolute next thought. Why is that?
It's not my next thought, but it's my third thought.
Immediately, like Googling therapy for your daughter because that's what she's going to need. Because here's my suggestion, sir. This is what I say. Now that you have 14-year-olds in the house, this is what you do. You need to start undressing in the bathroom and take your clothes to the laundry room afterwards.
Kelly,
what's the matter with you?
You can't tell me how to live my life. You can't tell me how to live my life.
Oh, my God. I am trying to save your daughter.
Debbie texts and says, OMG, I'm dying right now.
Oh, my God. We all have that furry mental picture, don't we? Thanks, Ben.
Victoria texts and said, I'm 40, and I accidentally saw my father full frontal when I was around 10, and I'm still embarrassed about it. Your daughter will never look at you the same. It's so true.
Listen,
all right. So anyways,
I beg you,
like
on behalf of them, to start undressing in the bathroom. With
like
the door
I said,
locked. Please.
This was a moment that I think traumatized my daughter, scarred her perhaps for life.
You never speak of it again.
And I feel like I needed to share. And so there you go.
Okay.
All right.